Exchanges, the Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on rates, inflation, and U.S. recession risk. Exchanges on the market impact of AI. For the sharpest analysis on forces driving the markets and the economy, count on Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that SpaceX asked rivals to share their so-called spectrum rights with its Starlink broadband internet business before agreeing to launch their equipment into orbit. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Access to spectrum is important for Starlink to provide clear services and expand its service in markets around the world. The move demonstrates how Elon Musk's SpaceX can flex its position as the world's primary rocket launcher to benefit another part of its business. A law firm met with the Justice Department's Antitrust Division on behalf of some satellite and rocket companies to bring attention to these deals and discuss whether SpaceX is abusing its market power. That's according to people familiar with the meetings. Neither the law firm nor the Justice Department responded to requests for comment. A SpaceX spokesman said the company can't force another satellite operator to reach a spectrum coordination agreement or force inequitable terms because the agreements in question must be ratified by governments, ensuring they're fair. Amazon plans to expand its pharmacy business by offering same-day delivery of medications in 20 new cities across the U.S. next year. The e-commerce giant says the expansion will more than double the number of cities where customers can get same-day delivery of medications, and that about 45% of U.S. customers are expected to be eligible for same-day prescription delivery by the end of 2025. Boston, Dallas, and San Diego are some of the new cities Amazon is adding, with more expected to be announced in the coming months. And internet company Baidu is seeking to roll out its driverless ride-hailing service, Apollo Go, outside of China, as the Beijing-based company looks to extend its competitive advantage overseas. People familiar with the matter say Baidu hopes to test and deploy its robo-taxis in places including Hong Kong, Singapore, and the Middle East. They say it's been discussing plans with companies and regulators in those regions. An Apollo Go representative says it intended to release a new version of its autonomous driving platform, quote, designed for a global audience. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.